friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And in fact, I want to encourage you right now to quickly go to your phone and call a friend and invite them to tune into the radio station you're listening to, as we will be bringing you the very special message preached by myself and my father, Brother Hardy, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. I tell you, it is an eye-opening message you don't want to miss. So I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can get a hold of the copy of Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. So think of all these things. Now we're going to talk real quickly before I turn it over to Brother Hardy about some of the spiritual matters. I'm going to refer you now to scriptures. You can read them later if you want to. In Isaiah, the 8th chapter and the 19th verse, all this ties together with the psychic phenomena. We are being inundated with psychic phenomena. On your television, you can call on the phones. It's everywhere. Commercials, everywhere you look, it's there. What does the Word of God have to say about it? Isaiah 8:19 says, "And when they say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and mutter." Somebody say, peep and mutter. That's what this is what we're talking about, demons. Demons peep and mutter. Should not a people seek unto their God? God says, why are you going to these demons? Why are you going to these so-called psychics? Why are you turning to these familiar spirits and these wizards and these fortune tellers? Can't you come to God, the God of the living? There were severe warnings in the Bible against this. Now, familiar spirit refers to wizards, sorcerers, necromancers. What's a necromancer? The word necro refers to death. There are people that call up spirits from the dead. Now, let me tell you something. Those spirits are not those people. They're imitating demons. Because when a man dies, the spirit either goes unto God or it goes down. But those people do not come back. They're imitating spirits. The Bible says, woe unto them. The Bible says clearly in Leviticus 19:31, not to seek after them. Do not be defiled by them. Do not be profaned by them. Do not be desecrated by them. The Bible says in Leviticus 20 and verse 6, if you turn to those things, whosoever turns to them shall be cut off. The Bible says in Leviticus 20:27, those who practice such things, those who are the doers of those things, are to be stoned to death. That's what God's got to say about psychics. Stone them to death. Now, we can't do that legally today, but the judgment is reserved for them. But how dare you turn to these things and make these phone calls? How many say amen? Amen. Deuteronomy 18:10, a very important scripture. God forbids them against using divination. Divination is trying to discern the future. What's going to be? What's going to happen? Observer of times. That's what the King James says. Modern translation, astrology. Consulting your horoscope. Some people, while they read the comics, they read their horoscope. I'm not making this up. I know Christians who read their horoscope every day. God says it's a forbidden abomination. Some people can tell you what sign they are, but they can't tell you. If you asked them a scripture in the Bible, they couldn't tell you where it was. How many say amen? Observer of times, enchanter, witch, charmer, consulter of familiar spirits, wizard, necromancer. These are all an abomination unto the Lord. These are all the things that the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Amalekites, and all of those peoples practiced. And this is one of the reasons why God drove them out of the land. They polluted the land and those very houses with this kind of activity. And that's why God said the children of Israel couldn't even live in those houses. They had to tear them down. How many say amen? All right. I'm going to close with this thought. There were a lot of kings. There were more wicked kings in Israel and Judah than there were righteous. Some of the well-known ones are Ahab. But what the Bible says, the absolute most wicked king of all was Manasseh. He did a lot of wicked, ungodly things and a lot of abominations. But one of the things that angered God the most was he turned Israel to the worship of astrology. And in the temple of God, he built a tower that had the signs to the heavens. And he introduced that kind of worship and idol worship into the house of God. God banished him. He lost everything. They put a ring in his nose and a chain on his nose, and they drug him like a beast. And they mocked him when they took him away to Babylon. God brought him all the way down because he caused his people to do such abominable things. And a lot of Christians are bringing that into their very homes. And they're wondering why they've got contention and strife and discord and lust. And their husbands and wives aren't getting along. And they have lust problems. They're on the verge of committing adultery. Their kids are on drugs. Their kids are out in the streets. There's fighting and arguing and all kinds of contention in the houses of God's people. Fear. Their children are tormented by spirits of fear and demons. And it's because there's leprosy in the house. And you cannot bring the oil, and you cannot bring the glory, and you cannot bring the Holy Spirit where there's leprosy. He won't live there. You got to get the leprosy out before you can get the blessing in.
Your life will never be the same after this service. You're either going to enter into blessings, or else you're going to have more trouble than you ever dreamed of. Just to summarize real quick, I believe she thoroughly covered it. That's why when the Lord told us both to do it, she had it all and really stirred up us. Said, just go ahead and take it. How many say amen? Because she's more analytical than I am anyway. Joshua, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. Now they're coming to possess the land, like Sharon said. I'm going to give you all of these things. Give you these houses and such. In the 18th verse, he said, and ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest you make yourself accursed when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. If God's convicted you this morning, you don't clean the stuff out of your house, you're going to become accursed. The demon spirits will have complete control. And if you come into the house of God, you're going to bring that in here. And I don't want it in here. How many say amen? Now, if you're coming to be delivered, different story. You playing with that stuff, I don't want you. Go ahead, go someplace else. Amen. I'm talking serious. I'd rather have nobody here but me and be saved and clean. Amen. Amen or oh me. I want to bring illustrations of this. Team was in India for 10 years. They couldn't get to this particular tribe. They couldn't get in. They couldn't witness. They couldn't bring deliverance. They couldn't tell them about Jesus. And finally, one of the workers that was one of their Indian workers found out that they were whole village was sick and diseased, and no manner of medicine, no manner of offerings to their idol gods, because they were idol worshipers. You know, India's more idol worshiper than Africa ever was. India has more gods that they have almost as many gods as they have people, and they're more. I was surprised when I went to Trinidad. I was thinking just going to be natives. I found out that about 90% of Trinidad were Indian people that came over, and their biggest religion is Hinduism, demon worship. In fact, we put our tent up, and it was next door to a Hindu temple, and that's all I could do was fight these demon spirits to try to have a revival there. We did. We began to get people saved and healed and delivered. But I'm talking about, you talking about demon power. I never felt as much in a lot of places I was in Africa as I did there in India. So finally, this brother told him, said, Jesus is a healer. And he kept telling them. And finally, they let him come and said, what can we do to receive these blessings of Jesus? He said, you bring all your idols, you bring all your fetishes, you bring all of the things that you worship. And they brought them all together and burnt them. And within 2 weeks, the whole village was healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, by the power of Jesus. A lot of people are not getting their healing because you've got these evil things in your house. And you're not going to get healed till you get it out. A lot of people are oppressed, vexed, obsessed, full of fears and apprehensions. They could come to church, be lifted up, rejoice, and not be 5 minutes into the house when they go home. And they're oppressed, vexed, traumatized. You've got evil in the house, and you've got to hunt in there, pull the stones off the wall, scrape the walls if you have to, pull the wallpaper off, get it out of there. Get that evil presence out of there. You're not going to find your deliverance. Another missionary group in Africa couldn't get into this village, wouldn't let them in. And outside of the city on a hill, they had what they call the healing rock. And the villagers and the chief and the witch doctors and the people would come and offer sacrifice to find healing. So two of the brothers were impressed by God to get on a little hill opposite and pray and fast for 7 days.
Amen. I trust that you have been spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but timely message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the many ways that you could be opening up the door to the demonic to your home through music and television, through books, jewelry, and even your children's toys? With the rise of the New Age and occultic influence in our nation, the enemy is finding an open door into many Christians' homes. But it's time to slam the door in the devil's face and evict your home of the evil. Because, friends, before you can bless and consecrate your home to God, you've got to first evict the evil. When the Lord gave us this message a few years ago, we found out that it's become one of the most popular of all of our audio teachings that we offer through R.G. Hardy Ministries. And we want you to have this message for your very own. It is available on both audio cassette and CD. You can receive the two audio cassettes, the complete message with my teaching, followed by preaching and a prophetic word by Brother Hardy, as well as instructions and a bottle of anointing oil that you can use to anoint your home. The two audio cassettes with the oil and the instructions are $15 postpaid. Or if you prefer it on CD, you will receive the two CDs with the oil and the instructions for $20 postpaid. Please ask for the Spiritual Leprosy series, and please let us know whether you want the audio cassettes for $15 or the CDs for $20. You may order your cassettes or CDs from R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or go online at rghardy.org.
Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy. Request Faith is Action magazine.
Send your letters and request to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. That's P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. You can also visit rghardy.org for more of our CDs.